It is time to listen different with Podcast 411, the podcast that brings you the 411 on podcasts, podcasters, and podcasting.
Welcome to the April 25th show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 podcast. On today's show, we are honored to have as our guest, Senator John Edwards. We'll be talking to Senator Edwards about his podcast for the OneAmericaCommittee.com website. Please check out that website at www.OneAmericaCommittee.com. But before we get into the interview with Senator Edwards, a few notes about the site and podcast. First, for those of you that are new to this podcast, it is a podcast where we interview other podcasters. So if you are a podcaster and you'd like to be a guest on the show, please send an email to podcast411@gmail.com. In addition to podcasters, if you are someone that is providing or creating software, hardware, or other services specifically for podcasting, and you'd like to be a guest on the show and talk about your product, please send an email also to podcast411@gmail.com. Second, if you would like to learn more about listening to a podcast or creating a podcast, please visit our website at www.podcast411.com. This is a free resource site. We have very good tutorials written up there. Visit our how-to page. We have tutorials explaining what podcasting is for the flashing 12s, for the very untechnical. We take the geek speak and bring it all the way down to the lowest level where even my mom can understand it. Third, if you need help or advice on starting a podcast, please send an email to rob@podcast411.com or leave a message on our helpline at 206-666-HELP, H-E-L-P. That's 206-666-HELP. And fourth and finally, I want to talk about the podcastercon.org website. I am one of the people on the planning committee for podcastercon.org. This is a nonprofit podcasting convention that we'll be having early in 2006. I would like you to go out and visit the site, sign up, let us know if you're interested in attending this podcasting event. It will be at the University of North Carolina in early 2006. We're also looking for additional people to help on the planning committee, so go to the wiki at podcastercon.org website. Well, that's it for the notes. We're going to go ahead and get right into the interview here with Senator Edwards. Here we go.
Hello, Senator.
Yes.
Thank you for your time today.
Oh, of course. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, no, the honor is mine. First, just want to start off and ask how Mrs. Edwards is doing before we get into the interview.
She's doing real well. Her treatment's going well, and you can see that she's feeling better every day. So it's been really, we're feeling, knock on wood, but we're feeling very good and optimistic about it right now.
Excellent. That's excellent news. I'm glad to hear that, and I know all of my listeners are also.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into the interview, and I'll start out with, I have a traditional first question, which is probably an odd one, and that is, what was your first computer?
Actually, our first computer was a Mac, which we bought for our kids. And it was the kind of computer they had in school, and so we wanted to have something that that corresponded with what they were using in school. So, and that was many years, 20, 25 years ago.
Okay. The next question I have for you is kind of a two-parter here, and it is, what was the first podcast you listened to, and then what podcasts are you listening to now on a regular basis?
Well, this is, first of all, true confessions. You know, this is fairly new for me, and I've been listening to a number of podcasts, but this means of communicating is relatively new for me. There is one that I like called Eat Feed, which is a podcast about food, and the host, I think, is from North Carolina. She has this wonderful, wonderful voice, and but she talks about food and connects it to history. What events are happening during a particular time in history? What the food was? What people were eating during that period of time? It's actually very good.
I'm sure Anne will be very pleased to hear that plug for her show. Tell our listeners a little bit about the format of your podcast and what you're trying to do with your podcast.
Well, our podcast is a conversation. It's what we want it to be. Basically, what happens is folks from around the country submit questions to us. They submit them on our website. Elizabeth and I sit together and do this. And we sit in our dining room and usually put the recording technology on our son's blanket, which makes it quieter. And sometimes we have our kids running through while we're doing the podcast. But basically what we do is we just sit at the table. We answer questions, as many of the questions as we can that people submit. It's very conversational, and Elizabeth participates. We interact with each other. We talk about not only the questions, but what's happening in our lives that day and in the preceding few weeks, and it's so far at least, it's been a really good experience.
Yeah, I noticed on your first one, you mentioned at one point that you were being a little distracted by the UNC game in the background, and congratulations on the outcome of the NCAA tournament this year.
Thank you for that.
It's a good
fact. We talked about in our most recent podcast that we recorded. We talked about being at the NCAA finals, and our son Jack has become a basketball fanatic now, and he wakes up every morning as he did this morning, wanting to play basketball, as he says, and he's very much into it. But we were. We're excited to be able to go to the finals and for UNC to win.
What was it that made you want to do a podcast?
Well, really, Elizabeth is sort of the moving force for me. But she's been keeping up with every new means, every new technology for a long time now. And both of us felt that this offered us a new way to communicate with people. You know, blogs and podcasts actually allow us to hear from thousands of people who care about the same things that we care about. And I think we can use this technology to empower individual people around the country to be able to be heard in the political process, for us to be able to respond to what their concerns are.
I would guess that, you know, if FDR was alive today, he would have be very proud of you for doing a podcast and jumping out on leading edge of technology like this.
I mean, he understood with his fireside chats that any way you can find to reach the people that you care about, and in this case it's all of America, is important and effective. And I think this blogs and podcasts are extremely effective in reaching millions of people.
Now, going forward in the future, are there any things that you plan on adding to your podcast, any features or things that people can be looking forward to?
Well, first of all, we're going to keep doing them. I already love the technology and love what it allows you to do, particularly the intimacy of the conversation that you can have with people. It also allows us to talk about not just issues, which are really important, but also the journey that all of us are going through together, so that we're going through this journey together, us, my family, and the American people. And somebody suggested we might want to add some music from GarageBand.
Yes, GarageBand.com is a place where there's unlicensed music that people submit so that anyone can use it, and these are unsigned bands, and it allows you as a podcaster to put music on your website that the RIAA has no jurisdiction over.
That's great. Okay, we'll have to figure out a way to do that.
Now that you've got the first podcast out there, any memorable feedback that you've received email-wise about your podcast?
Yeah, because I was actually in Iowa a few weeks ago, and I met a woman whose name was Marcia, who had actually submitted one of the questions that I answered on my first podcast. So it's a perfect example of how you can use this technology, because here I was doing traditional political, you know, seeing people face-to-face, speaking, answering questions, and this woman, Marcia, in Iowa, had already communicated with me, had already submitted a question. I'd answered the question in my first podcast. It was very cool.
Okay. Now, the question I know a lot of people have on their minds is, how often do you plan on having a new podcast?
Well, the answer is I don't know for certain. We're doing it once a month now. Actually, I'd like to be able to do more as we have more we get more accustomed to using the technology and doing it more often. I think we'd like to get to the place that we're having a much more regular conversation than once a month to talk to people. Elizabeth and I both love the technology, and I think we can do it more than that.
Okay. And what advice would you like to offer out to those that are starting a podcast today, now that you're a podcaster and part of the community?
To go ahead and podcast. You know, it's not, no one should be afraid to try this and to use the technology. I'd be the first person to tell anybody that I'm certainly no expert at this. And this technology is very user-friendly and it's very effective. And so the first thing is to encourage them to have the confidence to go do it and join this community.
Okay. And finally, is there any advice that you'd like to offer out there to people, just in general, or any other comments you'd like to make with regards to what you're doing in your organization, One America?
Well, thank you first for what you've been doing, for listening to my first podcast. And, you know, we want to encourage folks to keep listening, to go to our website, www.oneamericacommittee.com, subscribe to our RSS feed. This is a great technology and a great way to communicate, and we're excited about it because it allows us to have a conversation, and I'm excited personally about it because Elizabeth and I can do it together, which is a wonderful thing for us and our own family, and as I said earlier, it's very personal, and it is conversational, so I just want to encourage people to visit us, visit our website, to subscribe to our RSS feed. This is a great opportunity for us to have a continuing dialogue with folks about the future of our country, which all of us care about so much, in a very conversational, intimate way. And so we want to encourage people to participate. The more the better. And Elizabeth and I are excited about having this dialogue with you.
Okay. And for those of you listening out there, you know, one thing we didn't mention, that this interview was done via Skype, so this is a free voice over IP. And again, just there are so many tools out there today for people to communicate that don't require outlay of capital and funds. So everyone out there, you know, communicate, talk.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Well, Senator, thank you very much for being on the show. It was definitely an honor and a privilege.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good day.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Senator John Edwards. Senator, thank you again very much for coming on the show. It was an honor to have you as a guest on the show. And for everyone out there listening, please visit his site at www.oneamericacommittee.com. That's O-N-E, americacommittee.com. Well, if you enjoyed this interview, please head over to our main site at www.podcast411.com. And check out some of our other interviews with guests such as Bib and Yaz, The Kimi, Catalyst, and many other quality podcasters. As I mentioned earlier, we're always looking for new guests, so if you'd like to be a guest on our show, please send an email to podcast411@gmail.com. Tell me a little bit about your podcast and why you'd like to be a guest, and if you have a promo or a trailer, please also send the audio files to podcast411@gmail.com. Well, speaking of promos, we also play a promo at the end of each podcast, so please send your promos to podcast411@gmail.com, and we'll try to get it on at the end of an upcoming podcast. At the end of today's podcast, we're going to be playing the promo from a very, very funny podcast, The PK and J Show, and I recommend you check out that show. On our next podcast, our guest will be Matt from The Metal Show. And finally on today's show, a call for ideas. We are looking for new ideas for podcasting tutorials, so if you have some technical area you'd like us to write a tutorial on with regards to podcasting, please let me know what that is. Send an email to rob@podcast411.com. If we use your idea for a tutorial, I'll send you a nice and nifty Podcast 411 t-shirt. Well, until the next time, this is Rob from Podcast 411 reminding you to listen different. Now stay tuned for a promo from the PK and J Show.
Why listen to the PK and J Show?
Because one guy
thinks that Jeanette's voice is the sexiest in podcasting.
Why listen to the PK and Jay show?
Because the PK and Jay show is not watered down, corporation approved, mass produced, clear channel crap that makes you want to eat your shirt.
PK and Jay.
As mentally defective as I am.
Ha ha! Ha ha!
This is ridiculous.
This madness has got to stop.
This has got to stop! They're going to get their bleached.
I can't wait till your parents hear this show.
What? Somebody's bound to be offended.
You heard it here first.
What's your rap?
Yeah, what is your rap?
You know...
What's your strategy?
That's a good question. I may need some help on that one.
The rap is no rap at all.
Unless you totally suck.
Unless you totally suck. Come on. If you totally suck, just don't even get out of bed tomorrow.
At only 3 mpgs, you think the Mongoloid doesn't get great gas mileage? But who the cares? This car is fantastically enormous. Hummer and Escalade owners, eat your hearts out.
It's time to prank phone call our family and friends.
I'm going to listen to it some more, too.
Check out the PK and Jay Show, www.pkandjshow.com.